Okay, thank you for freezing in the other room. I'm sorry, people are bored, but I can't be fun. We're back in open session, and we'll give you a brief summary of what we discussed in the closed session. The board has prepared a detailed evaluation for Chief Harmon. We met with him last Monday to present it to him. We then heard back his response last Friday. Greg has accepted our evaluation, and we've accepted his response. The substance of both of those issues are personal and confidential, so we can't go into them. What we're going to do now is to discuss his compensation and recommendations for that compensation. That is a public discussion, believe it or not. So with that in mind, I'd like to open the discussion about what we think we should be doing by way of compensation. And I can start with my left.
Well, let's see if someone else wants to start.
Kirk Stein, you want to go first?
Well, I would say three things. One, based on the economy in general. Two, based on the evaluation, which we will not go into. And three, probably the most important thing, is based on the finances, the current finances of the service district. At least from my perspective, I think that we would keep the general manager's salary in the current position that it's in.
Back to McLaughlin.
Yeah, I've given some thought to that, and again, based on the economy, based on the current situation, and based on the fact that according to the information I have, there's a zero cost of living this percentage this time. My inclination would be to keep the compensation at current level.
Director Wright.
I'd echo that. It's taking a look at the cost of living. I think the general manager received cost of living adjustment last year of what the cost of living was. This year, cost of living is 0%, virtually zero, so I'm echoing the comments of that.
Director Kozol.
Well, here I am again agreeing with John to a certain degree. We have a world economy in crisis, a national economic crisis, a state crisis, an agency and fiscal crisis. I believe we have a number of individuals in Kensington in fiscal crisis, making all sorts of cuts in their individual households. And we will be asking them to approve a tax increase, which is necessary. But, you know, given all of those things, a pay raise is just out of the question. And I happen to believe that a pay cut is more in line with reality. And I think that the taxpayers are looking for that. And a number of other agencies, the unions themselves have come forward and offered to take pay cuts. You know, that's a real classy thing to do. Other agencies have made the decision themselves to enforce pay cuts, and so it would be my recommendation that we have a salary cut of 10%, which is in line with a number of other public agencies. That's it.
Okay. And let me chime in. I actually agree with Pat and with Bill and with John that the current economy doesn't augur for a pay increase at all. There's zero cost of living, that's appropriate. And I think the other objective evidence that I've seen suggests we should just leave the chief's salary where it is. That's my feelings on the subject. We've had the discussion now, and I guess we need a resolution. Is there someone willing to put forth a resolution about what they'd like to see?
In order, we have to take public comments.
Resolution first, and they can comment on the public. I'm more than open to reverse it if people don't mind, but I don't know.
I will make a motion that we maintain the General Manager, Chief Police and General Manager salary at current levels.
I'll second that.
Okay, and we've had the board discussion, so would the public like to chime in? Start left to right.
Okay. Linda Lipscomb, Highland Boulevard. I would just like to thank the board.
Not working, don't worry about it.
Okay. I'd just like to thank the board for at least keeping the chief's salary at the level that it's at. I appreciate your comments as well, Kathy. This chief, I think, has had to do a lot more in the ordinary course and has extended himself exceptionally. This is just from a citizen's point of view. In the number of meetings that he attends, in the manner in which he has supported different programs, in the costs he's been able to save us by going after things like the Prop 1A, which you see did not happen in the fire district scheme of its budget, getting Prop 1A monies, in the Measure WW monies, in the past getting the COPS funding. I think that he has paid a lot of attention to the fiscal integrity of the district and enhancing revenues that have come to us. So I just want to chime in and give my appreciation to the chief based on that. Thank you.
Thank you. Glenn, go ahead. And then John.
I'd like to tag on to some of the things that Linda said. I agree with everything she said and echo them. The chief general manager also has taken on the responsibilities for the Houston Group, which I believe has saved the district somewhere between $7,000 and $10,000. He has taken on a position that the board used to fulfill, which is KCC liaison, and in that position has nurtured a relationship, which is now resulting in the KCC agreeing to spend, I believe it's $250,000 to help rehabilitate this building. I don't think that would have happened without his careful guidance. He's also taken on a lot of responsibilities that were not spelled out in his job description when he was hired. I served on the search committee, and the job he's performing is very different from what he was asked to do when he was hired. I really encourage the board to undertake a job evaluation of what he's doing relative to what he was signed up to do when he came here, and along with that do a compensation analysis to ensure that he's actually being paid fairly relative to the job he's doing now as compared to what he was asked to do in his time. Thank you.
Thank you. John, your help.
I'll do this way so I won't step on any toes.
I think the board, and I thank the board for being realistic about this. There was an article in the paper this past week about the statement from the legislative analyst that he did not foresee at the state level any salary increases until the year 2015.
Oh dear.
And we, you know, we don't have the kind of crystal ball that will tell us what sorts of things may occur at the state level that can trickle down to the local level as far as finances are concerned. So I think this is a very prudent position to take at this point.
Okay. I guess the person we need to ask to is Greg. He has a right to make any comment you'd like to know about it.
No comment.
Okay. Can we have the motion read again? Did you write it down? I'm embarrassed to say I didn't write it down.
I'll restate it.
Okay.
If you want. I move that we retain the general manager, chief police salary at current levels.
Okay. Go away. We have a second, so I guess without more, we'll call the question and put it to a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Okay. The motion passes 4-1. That really takes care of the bulk of what we came together tonight for. There was one item that we did want to discuss as a board that wasn't on the agenda, but I'll just kind of put this under board comment. because of the NDS contract with the tax increase, we have to have a public meeting and have this resolved very quickly in the first 2 weeks of January. We have tentatively scheduled a January 7th public hearing on the merits of a tax increase. Our drop dead date is January 14th. So without more, January 7th will be a public meeting on a proposed tax initiative or tax resolution for the increase.
7 p.m.
At 7 o'clock, yeah. And there will be an agenda item going out with materials, and that should be going out pretty darn quick. I did not want to schedule it in this recess with people focusing on the holidays. I thought that was inappropriate. So, with that, is there a motion? If there's no other business to transpire, is there a motion to adjourn? We're all jumping for the second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Thank you all for coming back. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Gordon. Merry Christmas.
And to all, a good night.